Hi there, thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about the need, the desire to include your customers in the fun you're having at work and to make your customers the star attraction. After all, it's all about them. Now, a hotel in California, I think this is a wacky idea, I love it, offered a promotion wherein the first guest each day to sing a pre-selected song received a free room upgrade. The performances were videotaped, uploaded to YouTube, and a grand prize awarded to the best performance of the summer. Awesome idea. It was an outrageous idea that worked fabulously for the hotel. So what are you doing to include your customers in the fun and to actually get them involved in your business in some way? Here are a few ways companies are including their customers. And keep in mind, everyone has customers. Your customers just might be sitting down the hallway. Idea number one, hold a contest that gets your customers involved in your business in some way. Perhaps it's a contest to name a product or create a new idea. One restaurant, for example, offers a prize 4 times a year for the most creative idea for a new menu item. Idea number two, hold a contest for the most creative photo or video submitted by a customer that promotes a product or your company in some outlandishly fun way. Idea number three, create a behind-the-scenes event where your customers can get a hands-on experience to find out what some aspects of your business are truly like. Idea number four, include your customers in your brainstorming sessions. Idea number five, make your customers the stars of your marketing campaigns. And idea number six, highlight a customer regularly in some way. Promote their business on your social media or website. Include a write-up about them in your newsletter or create a customer hall of fame fun photo gallery. Just do something to make them feel like the star attraction. And now my fun at work tip, Real Truck Fargo, Shindigs, and Highland Software are just a few of likely hundreds of companies around the world that hold regular paper airplane flying contests. One engineering firm takes the whole event rather seriously. Well, they are engineers after all, using the occasion to not just blow off steam, but as a team-building creativity exercise with prizes for the most creative design and the longest flight path. Whether it's an impromptu way to break up a long meeting or a more formalized monthly or yearly event, a paper airplane flying contest is a simple way to inject some energy into any workplace. Quote of the week from Reba McEntire: to succeed in life, you need 3 bones, a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, welcome. Hey, it's October as I'm doing this podcast, which is Squirrel Awareness Month, Bat Appreciation Month, Right Brainers Rule Month, Positive Attitude Month, and Sarcastic Awareness Month. Yeah, like we need that one. And of course, with the new month of October, there's all sorts of wacky theme days that I've posted on the old website, www.mikekerr.com, www.humoratwork.com gets you there as well. Just a few of my favorite wacky October theme days include October 3, Smile Day, October 6, Techies Day, October 8, Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day, October 12, International Moment of Frustration Scream Day, the 14th is Be Bald and Free Day, the 15th is Information Overload and I Love Lucy Day. 16th is Bosses Day. 17th is Wear Something Gaudy Day. 22 is Smart is Cool Day. October 27th is Cranky Coworkers Day. The 30th is Haunted Refrigerator Day. And the 31st is Knock Knock Jokes Day. Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.